Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapters 4 to 6. God's call to an extraordinary leadership. Judges chapter 4 verse 4 and 5 tells us this. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. And she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. As there were men prophets mentioned in the Bible, there were also women prophetesses like Miriam, Huldah, and the four daughters of Philip the evangelist. Deborah was a prophetess who was instructed in divine knowledge by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. She judged Israel as God's mouth to them, correcting abuses and redressing grievances. She was a woman of eminent holiness and knowledge of the Holy Scriptures, by which she was singularly qualified for judging the people according to the laws of God. Further, she was a woman of extraordinary wisdom, instructed in divine knowledge by the Spirit and accustomed to interpret His will. She had extensive influence and was held in respect as she discharged all the special duties of a judge. By God's direction, she ordered Barak to raise an army and engage Sisera's forces. When Barak insisted much upon her presence, Deborah went with him to the battlefield. This is extraordinary, as she is one of the first woman leaders who led an army to fight against the enemy. She was a wife and a mother of Israel. But she arose to God's call to an extraordinary leadership and won a great battle against the enemy forces. Like Deborah, we also need to arise to God's call to leadership, as sometimes God chooses the person with the strongest character to lead His people to victory at crucial times. The key elements of such leadership are faith, trust, and worship. We also need to understand that with the call, God will also expand our abilities and resources to accomplish His will successfully.